It's Thursday, 4th of October. I've come outside once again to the garden. Mr. Blackbird is about 4 feet away, scoffing his morning porridge. Doesn't seem to bother me, or my presence doesn't seem to bother him at all. He just looks and gets on with it. You know, there's no sudden moves. I can walk about. It's quite happy. It's a great thing about having a relationship of sorts with a bird in your garden. We have an understanding, of course. I tidy the borders and he digs them up. It's an ongoing relationship, especially when he tidies him up onto the pathways again. It's very cold this morning, though. I could show you by a photograph, I still have my shorts on. I'll keep them on as long as I can, till the weather just gets too cold for my wee hairy legs. It is very cold. I could see across the park a whore, whatever you want to call it, lying in the low ground. So, let's go through to the front of the house, to the pond. Hey, at least they. These guys at least are at a constant 12 to 13 degrees Celsius. They think it's cold because they were kept at about 18 for a long period of time. Oh, overnight low, 2 degrees. Current temperature, 2 degrees. I've noticed that as a phenomenon. That as I turn round, I can actually see the heat rising from the pond into the air. That tells you it's getting real cold. But I've noticed that the coldest part of the night is invariably very early in the morning, not through the middle of the night, but very, very early in the morning. I've come out at 6 a.m. in the mornings, and overnight temperature, just as we see just now at 8 a.m, is the same. So it's more than a coincidence. Lovely morning though. Calm, clear. Sun shining. Well, I can't see it yet now in the garden. It's because it's solo, it's obliterated by some other trees. It's very fresh. I think these mornings clear the head more than most mornings because they're so sharp. Your body jumps into reactive mode to heat up the bodily parts, and in the same respect pumps more fresh blood to the brain. That's my theory and I'm sticking to it. I suspect it won't be long till we get the first real icy frost. So many birds flitting about this morning, it's unbelievable. You know, there's that many, it's like spring. I suppose these wee guys are all desperate to find a bite to eat after having roosted overnight in some cold branch or hedge. I'm glad we don't have to do that. My goodness, we wouldn't survive, would we? If you think about guys like Dean Reed, Pilgrim Chris, they like Gambler. These guys have been running inventories of the gear they need to camp out, and especially if it's going to be cold. So could you imagine us having to camp out without all that gear? We wouldn't survive. In fact, it kind of amazes me how, as we call them up here, people off the road. Some people call them tramps. I don't call them tramps. People off the road, how do they survive out in the open? My goodness. You'd have to want to do that, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be homeless and choose that involuntary, I guess it's. Those people want, that's their choice. They want to be away from everyone. They want to do their own thing. And they'll take the hardships that go with it, just to have that. I don't think I could do it. Certainly not with just my shorts on anyway. I think I'd be forced to put the jeans on then. And a few other things. How did my ancestors do that up north? It was just a kilt with knee breeks. Maybe that's the reason I can wear shorts at this time of the year, when it's so cold. I've inherited that part of my history, my family history, being able to bear things. But I don't think so. I'm actually quite cold this morning and I have an Aran jumper on. Says it all, doesn't it? An Aran jumper and shorts. Two halves. Mind you, I could say that about my brain. A brain of two halves. Well, it is really. Yes, I know there's the left and right cortex. Yes, I know all that, but sometimes I feel my mind's as split as my bodily apparel. Oh well. Hot tea? Cold fingers. A lovely morning.